In this video, we'll build upon an existing style sheet and enhance it with element IDs as style rules using the new CSS management tools in Visual Studio 2008. You'll see how you can use the Direct Style application toolbar to create styles as you design your page, killing two birds with one stone. Earlier, we had created a style sheet that contained style rules for elements and custom classes. We'll be adding a third type of style sheet rule, element IDs. In this video, we're going to build a few rules to handle the behavior of a page-specific layout, the page layout for videos. Video files are best represented with a clickable image that takes you right to the stream. It helps if those files are laid out in a way that makes navigation easy. We'll show you how you can set up such a layout using cascading style sheets. In Visual Studio 2008, select File, Open, Project. We're going to build upon an existing project that we created in previous CSS videos. You can opt to create it from scratch by following along in the previous videos, or you can just download the working copy in the code downloads for this video. So wherever you downloaded that code, select Open to open the solution file. Alternatively, inside the download accompanying this video, you'll find a code snippet file. Inside, you'll find the code to create our new style rules. You can copy-paste them directly into the global CSS file, or, much preferably, if you'd like to learn how to use the tools, create them by scratch by following along in this video. Let's open up the default ASPX page by double-clicking on it. As you can see, so far we have a layout that shows us the top-level navigation as well as a header. We'll want to add some structure to show our video files. Let's begin by adding another div. Type in div inside the code window, and then you can see the div that's created below in the design view. Make sure you're using the split view by selecting the split option down below. We'll be continuing to build the structure for this div by including internal left div and right divs to represent the two columns. But first, let's focus on this main one and build out a style for it. If you click on the div, either in your design window or your code, and take a look on the right lower side of your screen, you'll see that there's three windows: CSS Properties, Manage Styles, and Apply Styles. Alternatively, at the very top left side of your screen, you'll also notice another style management tool. This is called the Direct Style Application Toolbar, and this allows us to craft the structure of our video page. In this case, we want an element ID to represent our style for this div. When do we want to use element IDs versus classes? You'll want to use element IDs for items that occur once on our page, like in this case, the structure for the divs for video content. You'd want to use classes when you plan on reusing that style across various elements. For example, in this case, we have this horizontal menu. We might want to use that structure again and again for different types of menus in our website. In this case, we use a class for this. The period prefix makes it a class, as you saw earlier. For other basic constructs, such as the elements, you can use the element itself as a style rule, which is great for setting default attributes. So now let's see what happens when we want to work with IDs. Let's click inside the div, and what we can do is go to the Manage Styles toolbar. We can optionally click on this New Style button, or we can right-click inside the div and select New Style. Either way, this will launch up the New Style wizard. At the very top, we can choose a selector. Because we're going to be using element IDs, we'll want to prefix them with pound signs. So what we can do for the selectors, we could choose from an existing list, such as div, and in order to specify an ID for this, we'll use the pound sign, and we'll type in video main. The next thing we can do is define where we want this style. By default, it says current page. We know we have an existing style sheet, so let's go ahead and leverage that. That way we can keep our styles centralized in one place. Using the selector div pound sign video main allows us to use the ID attribute of our elements. If the ID matches the pound prefix name, in this case video main, then the style will automatically be picked up. The next thing we'll need to do is specify the URL. In this case, we're going to be using the global CSS. We only have one style sheet, so that's the one that we show in our options. Now, finally, we'll set our style. Go to the block category. Let's set the text align to be right. For the background, let's set this to be white. If you notice, you'll see document colors. This is a very useful feature. The document colors iterates through all the colors that are being used in your document and allows you to give a consistent look and feel That's all we need to do here, so let's click OK. If you look on the right-hand side of your screen, if you select the Manage Styles, you'll see that we have now the div for Video Main. If we'd like to apply that, it's simply a matter of just clicking on the div, right-clicking on the style that you wish to apply, and going ahead and saying Apply Style. If you notice, the tag for the div has now changed. The other thing you'll notice in the code, we now have an ID, Video Main. This is what we mean by element IDs. Instead of using the class attribute, you use the ID attribute to specify the style for that particular element. Now we'll add two more divs. This will represent our left and right columns. We'll add a div on the left for video title. We'll just add a placeholder for that. And we'll add a second internal div for the video list. Now let's experiment with using the Direct Style toolbar. At the very top, you can see that you can choose from two different formats, auto or manual. You'll want to use auto when you want Visual Studio to dictate where your styles go. If you want to have more control over them, use manual. Let's go ahead and select manual. And then for the target rule, in this case, we're going to go ahead and choose Apply New Style, because we're going to be creating a brand new style from scratch. This pops up the new style wizard. At the very top, we're going to add another element ID, another div, but in this case, we'll call it Video Left. Keep it in the existing style sheet and add some attributes. For block, let's choose text align left. For position, we'll go ahead and position it so it takes up 20% of the width. So we'll put in 20, and then we'll select the percent. So now this column will take up 20% of the real estate between the two divs that we have in our main div. Last, let's choose layout. For layout, we're going to float this to the left. So by default, it'll dock to the left-hand side of the container div. And let's click OK. As you can see, the div automatically picked up the ID, video left, and applied the formatting. As you can see, it's floating to the left, and you can tell that the style is being applied. Now let's go ahead and work with our last div. Let's highlight that, right-click, and select New Style. In this case, we'll call it Div Video Right. Let's set the attributes again. For block, we'll do text align left. For position, this time we'll take up the remaining width, in this case 80%. And then for layout, we'll also float this to the left. Click OK. You now have a video main, a video left, and a video right. If we take a look inside our global CSS file, and we scroll to the bottom, we'll see that these new element IDs have been added. So now we have regular elements for body, H1, H2. We have classes for the nav horizontal, and at the very bottom, we now are using element IDs. So all three different types of style rules inside of our style guide. Now let's add three classes for style rules to identify how we're going to show the list of items inside the right-hand div. Let's go inside the right-hand div, and we'll type in a UL, unordered list. While we're doing this, let's take a look at the CSS properties windows and see what's going on in that window. We'll sync our changes in the design and scroll over to the right-hand side of your screen. Here you'll see the CSS properties window. If you've been working with style sheets already, you can appreciate how elaborate and complex the rules will get, especially considering the levels of hierarchy and overriding rules, inheritance, etc. How can you tell which one of the many rules are in effect for your element? Without a tool, it's quite difficult. Fortunately, Visual Studio 2008 provides the CSS properties window to help you interpret style sheet application. If you take a look, you'll see a button here called Summary. If you click on the Summary button, you can see what styles are actually being used inside your style sheet. You can even visually see and understand the inheritance rules in action. Let's move around our document. Right now our focus, if you look in the properties window, is on UL. But let's say if we move around from div to div. Let's go to video left, for example. Let's take a look at the CSS properties. By clicking on the color in CSS properties, up above in the applied rules, you can see this rule is coming from the body rule. If I click on font family, font size, all these are coming from body. Notice something interesting going on in the block area. There's two text align properties. This is a perfect example of how inheritance works. You might have this defined multiple times, and in this case, we do. We have the text align set to right in video main, which is the structure for our video div, and then text align set to left, which is what we specified in the video left. Because the left overrides the video main, you'll see that video main's text align property is indicated with a red strikeout. This indicates the parent settings are overridden by another CSS rule. You can even find out where all the rules are coming from by just clicking on the different events. Another useful feature is the overlay button. If I go ahead and click on the design mode and look at my top direct style application toolbar, I'll see a button that says Show Overlay. When I have this button toggled on, What will happen is when I click on a style, it will actually indicate with blue highlights what elements are actually using that style. So if I click on various rules in the applied rules section, I can see on my left-hand side what elements are picking up those rules. For example, when I click on the rule for video write, you can see both the UL, the unordered list, and the write div are highlighted in blue, indicating this rule applies to both these divs. If you're finding the blue a little bit difficult to see, you can actually change these settings. If you go to Tools, Options, scroll down to HTML Designer, select View, and scroll down to see Style Application Overlay. It's light blue and darker blue. You can change this to whatever you'd like. For example, I might want to make it a little brighter and choose magenta and select OK. And that way I can have something brighter to show my videos. So now when I click on these, I see our magenta highlight indicating which elements are using these various rules. There may be times when you inherit a page with inline style. Those are styles that are actually embedded directly into the page itself, rather than being stored in an external style sheet. This kind of gets messy, and maintenance and reusability become much more feasible if you decide to centralize your style sheets into an external style sheet, rather than having them embedded in line. Let's add a few sample styles directly into the page as inline styles. Then I'll show you how I can move these styles out into the external style sheet. Let's go ahead and work with our unordered list. Right-click on it and select New Style. And in this case, we'll create a couple classes. Create one for video list in general, and we'll actually define that in the current page. This will serve as an inline style. We won't set any properties for this, so just click OK. Next, we'll want to define one for the unordered list. Let's go ahead and right-click again, say New Style. We'll do Video List. And we'll type in UL to indicate unordered list. And let's go ahead and set a couple properties here. We will set the list type to be circle instead of the traditional closed bullet. Now let's click OK. We just added two styles. And if we look in the default ASPX page, the very top, you'll see these styles defined directly in line. What if we don't want these in line? You can imagine it's quite tedious to copy-paste these, and you might make errors by bringing them over into your style guide one by one. Instead, we can go to the Manage Styles, and if we take a look here, you'll see that we have CSS styles, the ones that are listed in our global CSS, as well as the ones listed in our current page. You'll also notice that you have different circles indicating what styles are in use. So for the blue, you see solid blue circles for elements, solid green circles for classes, and little gray circles around each of these solid circles to indicate which styles are in use. The two we've created aren't in use, and you can see them listed in the current page. We can even actually click on all these different styles, and then down below, if you look on the selected style preview, you can actually preview what these styles look like in action. Additionally, you can even see how many instances of your style rule is in use. For example, if we right-click on the nav horizontal li, it indicates that we have 4 instances of this style in use. We can choose that option, and what will happen in our design view, all the different elements that are using that style will be highlighted. We can also apply unused styles to existing elements in our web page. So if we go ahead and put in our design mode, our cursor in the UL, we can go ahead into the Manage Styles window and click on the video list and choose to apply this style directly to our UL. And if you look, the class now changed to video list. Also notice that we have our managed styles. We have these two styles, one being used, one not being used, in our current page. We can scoot these up and just drag and drop them right inside of our global style. And now they're actually moved from the default ASPX page into the global CSS. You'll notice that we have our two classes listed at the top. But why would we want them at the top? We want the body to be at the top. Well, instead of copy-pasting directly from our global CSS, this Manage Style window allows us to actually work with our style sheets right within this window. So we can just go ahead and take our video list, for example, and drag it all the way to the bottom of our screen. Likewise, we're going to do the same thing with Video List UL. This way, we can manage all our styles and order them in a way that makes sense for us, without actually having to work with the code itself. There's a couple other options that are available for us in this Manage Styles window. If we go ahead and click on the Options, we can notice that we can categorize by order, we can categorize by element, so now all the elements are grouped together, all the divs, as you see we have div for video left, video right, video main, all the h1s are grouped together, etc. Or we can choose to go ahead and group them by type, so all the elements are grouped with all the blue circles, all the classes are grouped with all the green circles. Let's go ahead and default back to order. We can also decide to filter by filtering what styles are currently used on the selection as well. Additionally, another handy feature is if we want to actually see the style rule in the code, all you have to do is either right-click on it and select Go to Code, or you can just double-click on it and it'll take you directly to that style rule inside the style sheet or the inline style, depending on where the style is stored. Let's go ahead and add one last style to our style sheet and we'll consider it complete for now. Go ahead and select New Style. And in this case, we'll select a style for our list items. So we'll say Video List, List Items, and we'll make sure we'll store this in the existing style sheet. For Box, we'll set some padding. So this is going to display the icons that represent our images. We'll be working with this in more detail when we get to the videos for nested master pages. So let's go ahead and set the padding. So instead of doing same for all, we're going to set our padding by hand, and we'll do 100 pixels, 80, and 0, and 0 to indicate how we want to space our images that represent the videos. And lastly, for the layout, for layout display, inline. We'll specify the URL for global CSS and select OK. So now let's take a look at our global CSS. We should have 6 additional styles, the divs, the 3 divs that we have for the structure of our page, and then the 3 classes that we have for our list, for our video list. The first 3 styles use element IDs, which will set the main structure for our 2-column video page display, and the last 2 are classes, which will determine the layout for the image hyperlinks to the actual video. So now you have a style sheet that leverages all 3 style rules. We use several tools, including the CSS properties window, the manage styles window, as well as the toolbar at the very top for the direct style application. Hang on to the style sheet as we'll be leveraging it in future videos, including those working with master pages.